dear? Why are you holding back from such a man? Is it the clumpy way he walks?
Or the grumpy way he talks?
Or the queer-shaped weirdness of his beak?
And though we know he washes well, he always ends up sort of smelly.
But you'll never meet a fellow who's as
sensitive and sweet. So he's a bit of a fixer-upper, so he's got a few flaws.
Like his peculiar reindeer,
he's been with the reindeer,
that's a little outside in nature's laws.
So he's a bit of a fixer-upper, but this for certain love, you can fix this fixer-upper up with a little bit of love.
Can we please just stop talking about this? We've got a real, actual problem here.
I'll say.
So tell me, is it the way that he runs scared,
or that he's socially impaired?
And that he only likes to think only about what?
Are you holding back your fondness due to his unmanly blondness?
Or the way he covers up and easy on his gun?
He's just a bit of a fixer-upper. He's had a couple of buds. In isolation and confirmation of a desperation for a healing hug.
So she's a bit of a fixer-upper.
That's a minor thing.
Her quote engagement is a flex arrangement.
And by the way, I don't need no ring.
So she's a bit of a fixer-upper. Her brain's a bit betwixt. Get the fiancé out of the way, and the whole thing will be fixed.
We're not saying you can change him, 'cause people don't really change. We're only saying that love, of course, is powerful and strange. People make bad choices if they're mad or get a stress.
Do you honor King Christoph to be your truthfully wedded?
What?
You're getting married.